individuals. So welcome to the Get Better Podcast.
Hey, applause in the background.
Yeah, you hear him on the other side. That is Sir Weeks. That's Walter Weeks, co-founder. We have the third party of Tumani. We'll try and call him. But in the meantime, while I'm dealing with my phone, I don't do this on many occasions. It's not professional etiquette, I guess, to be on the phone while you're...
Well, we're learning, so...
Yeah,
we'll learning. Get better with time, like everything.
Get better with time. Get the shameless plug, man.
We'll be able to multitask.
Yo, how far are we in? We're 20 seconds in, and you already plugged.
But it wasn't even a plug because it's a lifestyle.
That's real. Okay.
So I'm all not right. doing anything but telling you how I look at things.
I mean, I would agree. I do the exact same. We're calling Tumani right now. Tumani Bradshaw. He's out of London. Am I giving up too much information? Hopefully not. So you can find the apparel for the UK at getbetter.co.uk. We do have that link. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast. Rate us. We definitely want you to rate us. You can find us at getbetterworld.com. You can email us at getbetterglobal@gmail.com. You can find us on majority of your social media accounts. Twitter, he's not answering. On Twitter, Facebook, we are most active on IG. We do have to correct that, so sorry.
Yes.
But IG primarily, you should follow us there. And that's at Get Better World. And we also have the UK, which is at Get Better UK. So let's jump in. So before we actually got on recording, Walter was telling me about a book, a Get Better book. Now, for those that don't know too well how Partnership for Business works, we each have ideas and then we just throw it at each other. And then we figure it out from there. We don't like sit down and say, hey, guys, how can the three of us figure out a concept? We each have our own. So, Walt, take it, man. What you got?
So, one thing, like you said, a shameless plug, but it's not. It's a lifestyle. Talking about, you know, people understanding it on a global basis. And one way that people get knowledge throughout the world is through books. So I said, why not make a book about Get Better and what that means, the mindset, how you can apply it to your life and let it be something that helps you grow and reach your own personal greatness.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a long book.
What are you looking at?
Short. Looking at 7 chapters.
That's
simple.
Nothing, man.
Simple read. Good read. But the most important thing is that once the book is closed, your mind is shifted.
Yeah.
So you don't need 3,000 pages to change your mind. You just need an opportunity to understand a simple concept such as Get Better and how that can take you from wherever you are to achieving your personal greatness.
Right. So I don't want to give them all the chapters because, yo, we could do all, actually, okay. So we'll do the book. And we'll do an audiobook.
No, exactly.
That was, yo!
And the book will be probably the quarter book.
Okay.
So it's not even.
So it's a small one?
Not a small book, but it's going to be potentially like.
Okay.
The size.
All right.
But the book way.
Okay.
In terms of, it's not going to be saturated.
What is that? Because it's 8.5 by 11, so I'd say like. Maybe 8.5 by 7, I think is the, no, 5 by 7, I think is the cards. Because I got to print those out at work. So I think it's 5 by 7.
Yeah. So, exactly. But then also realizing that with any movement you're trying to create, you get it with the young people, it has a greater chance of changing the world.
Oh, for sure.
So, again, kids may not love reading books, but an easy read that can help them achieve more in life can be implemented through any school curriculum.
Yeah. And you only need it for a day.
Exactly.
Once you introduce a kid to it, the kids that are motivated will definitely continue reading it, and they'll keep picking it up, or they'll... I'm sure the kids that aren't motivated, they'll get it later. And then you got your in-betweens, like what I do, is I'll buy a book, and then it'll sit there for a while until I'm reminded, like, yo, you need to read this.
Exactly.
So what do you have for the first, let's say, how many chapters you want to give them?
I'll do chapter 1, chapter 3, chapter 7.
So okay.
Kind of skip through.
1, 3, 7? I thought you was going to say 5, but okay.
No, just a little
mix
taste.
It up.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
all right.
First of all, with Get Better, you know, the book is about, again, a mindset, but we have a brand as well. And so the two are paired together, but whether you own a piece of clothing or do not wear Get Better, you can still have a Get Better mindset and be great.
Yeah.
So our clothing, our apparel is kind of just meant to remind you and inspire you to, you know, keep pushing, keep going, you know, stay focused, stay committed. And so the book is paired with apparel in the insight that the book is about a mindset, but it's still talking about our brand.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, what you see and what we're about in our clothing is based off of this premise.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe everyone's destined for greatness as long as you commit yourself to getting better and looking at different ways to excel in life, to achieve whatever your greatness is.
Yeah.
If you're a student, if you're a mother, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor.
See, but that's the key too, is defining your own personal greatness. Because like some people's success, I mean, as an adolescent, you think like mad of the opposite sex being attracted to you. You think of money. You think of a big house. You think of a car. But like, that's not always that. Yo, it's your personal greatness, whatever you think your personal success is. So that's crucial, man. That's crucial.
Like you said, it's crucial. And a lot of people don't think about it. Mm-hmm. They just think about what they have to do or what they are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not thinking about what does the greatest version of me look like?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Where am I? Who is my network? Who am I around? What is my daily itinerary
self-audits,
look
man.
Like?
Self-audits.
Exactly.
That audit, man, before I came up here, I don't even know, that was probably about a month ago.
Welcome.
So. Yeah.
More applause.
The town I used to live in was called Welcome Too, which is pretty dope. So that was the thing, was like I had to self-audit. I had to do an audit. Like, and it's difficult because, I mean, some of it had to be asked of friends and family. Like, no, don't be nice about it. Don't sugarcoat it. Like, tell me straight up, what is it that I suck at or that I'm not good at, that I need to work on, that I'm okay at but still can improve on? What do you think of this? What do you think of my personality? The good is great, but the bad is what I'm trying to focus on. Because then that completes the person. That can create a complete individual, a complete man in terms of what I'm trying to get done. So that's self-audit, man. That stuff's key. That's key.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, what you got? What you got? What you got?
So, like you said, self-audit. Chapter one is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So the get better mindset, what that is, and also where is your mindset currently at? Where are you at? What are you thinking about? What do you feel you need to do? What do you actually do, and what are you not doing?
Okay.
Right, so along with applying our mindset, you have to first understand where your mind is, because there is always going to be a gap between where you are and where you want to go.
That's for sure. If you're ambitious, yes.
Yes. But there's always a destination.
Uh-huh.
Every day you have some destination in some form or sense. So being focused and understanding what you need to do, how you need to get there, the best route to convert yourself to a new way of thinking, because essentially the get better mindset is one of optimism while also being critical of yourself to stay positive and encourage yourself to keep going, because you see an end, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, Yeah, so, man. Incredible.
Before things happen outside of you, they happen internally. Yeah. So you have to see it.
So it begins with the mindset.
Begins with the mindset.
Plain and simple. Begins with the mindset.
It begins with the mindset. Mindset is everything.
Yep. Yep.
Essentially, it's the reason you are where you are right now.
Uh-huh. Your mindset creates the decisions. Your mindset creates the behaviors. Your mindset is your vision, is your view on the world, on life, to people around you. Yo, your mindset is everything. And it's a difficult shift. But once you understand your mindset controls everything, it's easy. It's easy.
It's easy. And you value what you think about. Right? You realize, okay, if I'm trying to create this version of myself, of my life, and the things around me, then there's certain things I can't do, see, consume, you know, through my eyes, ears, or mouth, because I'm trying to get to another place.
Right.
So the mindset is also about starving off distractions.
Yes, starving off distractions.
Starving off.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I was trying to think of a word. Because it's like, you know, your favorite candies, when you're trying to do something different,
yeah,
they're always going to be there.
Oh, they're going to be there.
Even if they're not in the house, you know you can go to the store.
Calling your name.
Exactly.
So that text message.
You have to starve it. I will not eat of this thing.
Right.
Because this is taking me away from my destiny.
Starving off distractions. Starving. That might be a new shirt, man.
That probably is.
Or a hoodie, because winter's about to hit.
Winter is hitting. Okay. Or a beanie.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That would be nice, man.
So, mindset.
A beanie, man. Okay. All right.
And when I said 137. So, chapter 3. I don't know. Is that too much? How is that for chapter 1?
Excellent, man. That's excellent.
That's...
Yeah, you got to start him off right.
Exactly.
That sets him up. Mentally, you know now what you're getting into in this book. When you look at the book, you see it on the shelf, and you're standing there, and you got your coffee. I think at Barnes & Noble, you can sit there and read the beginning of it, and then you can buy it. You read chapter 1, you know what you're getting into. That's powerful. Mindset.
Mindset.
You don't want to put that in the middle, because, I mean, that changes everything.
Exactly.
Your mindset controls whether you wake up in the morning to work out, or whether you decide to eat that Snickers bar like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Starve distractions. It controls everything, man.
Everything.
That's excellent.
So being aware...
This is chapter 3, right?
No. I was just I was just ending it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So bye-bye to chapter 1.
Okay. Chapter 1's a wrap.
Hello to chapter 3. Failures.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's failure, but then parentheses, S.
The S. Okay. One to plural. But this is... Okay. So this would be interesting, a follow-up behind mindset.
Yeah. Who hasn't failed?
That's real.
Is the first question you have to ask.
There was this, there's a podcast called MFCEO by Andy Frasilla, I think the guy's name is. Should I be plugging him? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way. So what he does is he talks about the slingshot. He's like, yeah, you have to understand there's friction. The failures are you pulling back the slingshot. It's like it gets to a point of the most you think you can handle, which is that tension before it pops. And then letting it go and you're projected forward. Yeah, man. But that's the failures. So, yeah, this is interesting. I'm interested.
Good. You're interested. That's what we want. We want interested readers.
Yeah.
We want motivated readers. We want readers who are ready to shift and change. Everyone has failed. And that's a part of the process. And so, again, realizing once you have the mindset, okay, I'm looking to get better as a entrepreneur. So for us and for me, there are things that we've never done before
mm-hmm.
that are probably still necessities.
Yeah.
But we are still growing and learning how to cover our tracks.
Right.
But that is being said that we have tried things that haven't been successful in this route, in this journey, and in anything that we've done
mm-hmm.
to get to where we are. Failure essentially helps you be more aware, assess shortcomings, be able to better plan because you've then seen something new you can adjust to, and also motivates you to get to that next level.
Right.
Because if you're in a get better mindset and you fail, that's not the end of the story.
No, not at all. Not even close.
That's gas on the wood.
It's motivation, man.
Motivation.
Failures.
So you need failures. You've had failures already.
Yeah.
Failure is true failure when you keep failing at the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
When you're still caught up at the same step and tripping, that is failure. But still with a get better mindset, that last time has to be the last to make that next move.
Mm-hmm. Look, I changed my mindset after I watched some, I was listening. Yo, I'm just going to be plugging people because I feel like, yo, we got to share, yo, everything. Because in order for your mindset to change, man, you got to understand the process I went to. Motivation Daily on YouTube, I think it was De Leon Motivation, which like plays Les Brown and Tony Robbins and E.T., the rest of those guys. And their thing was like, how long was it before you told your kid to stop trying to walk? It's like at some point, like you should have told your kid, because your mindset now is like quit after, you know, you fail so many times. So after you saw your kid trying to walk for the first time and he fell on his face, did you tell him like, give up, kid, stop trying to walk? He was like, no. It's like the goal was to walk, so you don't stop until you figure out how to walk. It's like the same thing with life. If it's business, if it's relationships, if it's this, if it's that, the focus should be the end goal. If that's the end goal, then you should be able to do nothing to stop you from getting to that goal. You should be obsessed with it. You should be able to get it done. That's life, man. Plain and simple. So failures. We got mindset chapter one. We got failures as chapter three. All right.
That's about halfway through the book.
Okay.
So once you get through chapter four, chapter five.
Yeah.
Chapter six.
Okay.
We arrive at chapter seven.
All right, here we are at chapter seven.
Which is opportunity.
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 Okay, okay. Break that one down.
It's everywhere.
Hmm.
If you're alive, you have an opportunity.
See, that sounds too easy, man. So if my mindset is correct, I can believe it. But put me in a position where I understand what you're trying to say.
So even if you don't have the mindset, this right. is how you recognize it still exists.
There we go. Okay,
because
let's hear it.
Because if you wake up, you're doing something. But you know you wouldn't be able to do it unless you had the opportunity to.
Okay.
You have a schedule. So there are things you need to do and places you have to be. And that time between the gap of you getting there is the opportunity you take to arrive at your destination. So you already understand that every day you use opportunity to do what you need to do.
Hmm.
Even if you don't have a get better mindset.
Right.
Does that make you understand?
Helps me. I'm trying to get it broken down for the
non-get-better founder. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
And I'm asking,
I think I got it.
With you being in their perspective or in their boots.
I get it.
You get it.
I can get it from that.
Okay. And so with us saying get better mindset, opportunity is everywhere. Every day we have an opportunity to improve ourselves.
Yeah.
Whether we are a middle school student, middle school athlete, college student, college athlete,
right.
professional athlete, lawyer, doctor, marketing, executive.
Any field.
CEO, painter.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Sanitation engineer.
Sanitation, yeah.
Forensic accounting.
Any field.
Banker.
Seems simple enough.
You have an opportunity to improve in your craft, in your profession. If that's what you want to do, and if that's not what you want to do, and you're realizing you're destiny lies somewhere else. Your opportunity is in taking steps to shift your momentum in that direction.
Yeah.
So if you are a accountant and you want to become a personal trainer, then doing things every day with the time you have to get you closer to that
mm-hmm.
transition is where your opportunity lies.
Yeah. Yeah, because as an accountant, I mean, you got that busy season, I guess, what is like March to April, I guess, and also in October, November, because people that delay their taxes yeah. at that point. But like there's time, I guess, throughout the year where you can easily, if you want to be a personal trainer, take online classes.
Exactly. I'm saying I wasn't even talking about their season particularly. I'm mm-hmm. just saying one career to another.
Yeah, transitioning. Yeah.
Transitioning. And so opportunity is relevant because if you don't think about it as an opportunity
right.
or go through your day looking for opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you will never create or seize an opportunity.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So you have to put on the opportunity lens
mm-hmm.
and function from a place where
that's excellent.
You can create situations
mm-hmm.
just by being more proactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
In pursuit of your goals, in pursuit of your dreams.
And that, I guess that's a never-ending cycle because that'll ultimately affect your mindset as you're more active or proactive towards a situation. It will certainly affect the mindset more positively.
Yes.
And that's great, man. That's great.
We're great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this podcast is us trying to communicate that in a different way.
Yeah, to the public.
Because, you know, they may not see us mm-hmm. initially. They may not link us initially, but
right.
you may hear us. They may like your voice, you know?
Yeah, they love my voice.
That's why I say you. You know?
They love my voice,
though. Hopefully they can tolerate mine, and we're good.
They love my voice, man. So we got 7 chapters. Let's say we don't know how many pages are in between each one.
Page number,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We want it to be
less than 100.
Easy enough for a teacher. We want it to be distributed throughout schools.
Okay.
In terms of a way to get students in a better state mentally.
Hmm.
And it can be a simple assignment to read one night and be able to have a discussion the next day.
Nice.
But then also the concepts be that shifting, that propelling of an understanding that regardless of your age, you need to be aware.
Regardless.
And take on this mindset to
it's beautiful.
Continue to grow yourself.
Beautiful.
Create more for yourself. You are destined for greatness.
You're destined for greatness. Destined for greatness.
So what did you do today to get you there? How did you get better?
And it doesn't have to be monumental thing. You don't have to go from zero to saving 10,000 tomorrow. Small steps.
Small steps.
Because as time goes by, those small steps will add up. They will add up.
Again, with the opportunity, some opportunities will come because of your compounded efforts.
Compounded efforts. Yeah, that might be another shirt or beanie. Yo, man. Compounded efforts.
Compounded efforts.
Mind you, a lot of the apparel that we create, this is how it's created. It's just conversation, and we'll think of like a one-liner, and I can't be giving out proprietary information.
Yeah,
so we're going to edit that out. Yeah, there's a formula, and we're going to edit that. But yo, that's real though. That's how it comes up. And I guess that'll.
It comes through conversation.
Comes through conversation, man.
Yeah.
Just the dialogue of it. That's excellent, man. So when would you like to project this into the world? That is the next question.
That is the next question. To be honest, I have just started outlining it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, when we talked about chapter one, there was a lot of things that I shared. That's not even all in the outline.
Real? Okay. So just thoughts, just from that thinking point right there. Okay.
So it's like I'm still at the point where I'm putting down my plots.
Gotcha.
For everything that we stand for.
Well, as the podcast goes on, we'll keep everyone updated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is works something that, like you said, audiobook, ebook.
Ooh. We can get it done, man. At regular ebook. Book.
Exactly.
Printout.
Exactly.
That works.
Royalties,
that's cold,
royalties,
man.
Royalties.
Royalties indeed. Hey, look.
It's just a small thing. It's just the start.
Yeah.
It's just to put people on a place where they're improving and they're looking for what we're offering because it's helping them grow.
Well, if they Google Get Better Ink, Get Better One Word Space INC, it'll come up.
It'll come up. They could go directly to the website, getbetterworld.com.
Yeah.
And we're there. You know, order some apparel. We have clothes. We have everything.
Yeah.
If you don't have what you want, email us.
Yo, email us.
Let us know.
And we will work on creating
it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, this is for the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
We wear it and other people wear it, but when we wear it, people stop us and they ask us where we got it and they ask us what it is and what it's about. And you know, they love the Destined for Greatness. They love the Get Better.
Right.
They're calling right now.
You know? Yeah, I got to shut that off, man. That's a disruption.
This is a growth journey and we want you to be on that process with us because it's not about our success. It's about people's success as the proof that what we're doing matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to change the world.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. And get better is simple enough.
Simple enough.
The simple ideas are the ones that change the world. Social networking is so simple.
Simple.
So simple. Get better is so simple.
Anyone can understand it.
You just look at it. You look at the words formed together. So the front of the shirt says get better and the back says destined for greatness. You see anybody with that, you know exactly where their mindset is.
Exactly.
And you know exactly.
That's the classic
T. That's the classic one.
That's the classic. That's the original. That's the first.
The first one. Yep.
Get better. Destined for greatness.
I love it, man. I love it. That's excellent. So I'll keep on top of them too, just so you know we can get that quicker. But we'll make it in different forms and distribute it. That would be excellent.
Back to the world. That would be beautiful. Think about, I mean, India.
And yo, so
boom.
In that case, if there's languages that you all want that we don't have, because I'm just thinking we'll do it in English first. But if there's languages you all want that we haven't published it in, email us.
Do it, exactly.
GetBetterGlobal@gmail.com and we'll make that.
It's for everyone.
Yeah, we'll make it and put it out there. I'm down.
I'm down.
Outside of that, I mean, throughout different things, throughout the podcast, we'll be interviewing different people. We'll have different people on. We'll be questioning each other. Like right now, I saw some artwork, I think, over there that he has, that Walter has. It looks interesting. So we're working on a lot of stuff. I mean, these are the beginning stages of what we're doing. So this isn't like a podcast of when we've become successful and now we're kind of just telling you what we did. And my thing is a lot of people omit some of the information that they've kind of the story that they've been through to kind of make it a sexier story. But this is just what we're doing. If I can, I'm going to take a photo. And what I'll do is we'll post it on IG.
I just posted it on the story right now.
Okay, so he just posted it on the story. Right, but today is the 23rd. 25th. You see, I'm way off. I worked the night shift. So my days are mixed up right now. Part of the grind. But so the picture will be up. You just scroll through. Look back at you know, the timeline, and you see it. You'll see it. You'll see us in the kitchen recording, and this is what we started with. So, again, it doesn't have to be perfect. A lot of people think and go through that process, but, man, it doesn't have to be perfect to get started. You just got to get started. and you can run from there. You're going to have your critics. You're going to have your hiccups. You're going to have your problems, mindsets, days you don't want to do it. Again, back to mindset. But, man, you got to get started. Just get started. So what other designs do you have in mind? I see you got shorts over there. You got a bunch of writing on the paper. What else you got?
I mean, I think, like we said, we was talking about the season.
Yeah.
And we want to just have...
We do got to think of winter apparel.
Everything that the people want for the season. So...
You mentioned beanies earlier.
Beanies, yeah. Definitely going to have a couple of those because we got a different style for everybody.
Yeah, we got to get a box of those.
There's a lot of different things that we will do that are simple yet unique to make us stand out and be about our identity.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent.
You can tell someone who is focused on climbing, who's amongst people who are comfortable
with where they're at?
At their level.
Well, if you see either myself or Walter or Tumani out, just ask us. Yo, man, can I get a shirt? Can I get a hat? We got gear, and we really want you to purchase, but we also want to share. We want you to be a part of the family. So ask us. I know for me, sometimes I carry two or three shirts in my backpack alone.
Yeah.
And right now it's exceed expectations. It's like I have a purple one and a yellow because we ordered a different color pack. So I mean, we can hand one out. It won't be to a large group, obviously, but if you even DM us, go on IG, ask us.
DMs.
Yeah. Hit the DMs on Get Better, man. Hit up the Get Better DM and then definitely, if you have like a competition or something coming up and you just want to rep it and promote it with us, you want to be a part of the family, I don't see a problem sending the gear, man.
No, it's all about mindset, and it takes people to be change agents.
Yeah.
So if you're in wherever you are in the world, we won't even identify a place because you could be anywhere.
East Ireland. Is East Ireland a place?
Yes. Of course, there's the east of every country.
Okay, East Ireland.
So you're safe with that. East Ireland and Northern China or Southern...
Northern China.
Chile, wherever you are. Or East Baltimore.
Yeah. Chile, Baltimore, China.
So, if you wear it, people will see the message.
Yeah.
If you wear it, you're going to another level. People will want to identify or understand what's your purpose.
Yeah.
Who you are. Where you got that.
Without you saying a word.
Without you saying a word. Just being yourself, going about your life under the Get Better mindset.
And that's the power of it. Now, and that's front or back of the shirt. So when you're walking down the street and a person looks in front of you with the hoodie or, because we have hoodies too, the hoodie, the beanie, the t-shirt, the sweatpants, like they're going to read Get Better across the shirt. And some may stop and ask you. Others may be a little more timid or may not really think of it. And then maybe it'll click and they turn around and they see you walking away on the back of all of our apparel. It says Destined for Greatness. Now, whether the front says Get Better, Exceed Expectations, or Dominate or anything else, because there are a plethora of concepts on the front, it will say on the back, Destined for Greatness. And that will say it all. So now the person may run up behind you and ask you, hey, tap you on the shoulder. Hey, where'd you get that from? Man, it can spark anything for you. That's the opportunity.
Spark your next relationship.
And that's what that's what I'm getting to is the opportunity. It can spark the next relationship, whether it be friendly, whether it be with the professional, anything.
Social.
So it doesn't matter because that created that conversation. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Man, hey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, feel free to review us, rate us, go on IG.
Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, comment at us. Tell your friends. Tell everyone to check out the Get Better podcast. You have the logo there. We will have out stickers soon, so we can send people. So that way you can put them up at train stops, at bus stations, on the stop sign, out in front of your place. It doesn't even matter. Wherever you want to put it. Put it on your laptop. I'm getting one for my laptop. And that's basically where we stand right now.
Yeah, I need to cover this one right here.
What is that?
It's an old one. I wrote Get Better on it, but it's just a faded sticker. So we do need our own.
Yeah,
there's
we can
a lot
get
of
that.
Things coming, so that's why it's important you let us know what you need so we can help you get right as we get right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's growth.
Hey, it's growth. Progression, man. Progression. And speaking of stickers, we do have iMessage stickers.
We do have iMessage stickers.
So if you got an iPhone, you can download iMessage stickers on there. This Get Better stickers.
Get Better stickers. Again, the website works on the iPhone.
Yes, it
works
does.
On the Android.
Yes, it does.
Works on all tablets.
Yes, it does.
GetBetterWorld.com. It has a nice little ring to it. Nice little jingle.
Nice, compatible for everything.
Exactly. And there's more coming. There's so much more in store.
Yeah.
We had it out there, and the world wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, they weren't.
So we pulled it back, and we're trying to give it piece by piece.
Yeah. Yeah. As much as we can. We don't want to force feed. But we want to put it out there to where people can consume it.
Appreciate it, recognize the value.
Yes. Yes. And many of them have. I mean, the response that we get... Simple. Now, the place that I'm working right now, one of their 12 daily mottos is exceed expectations. And this is one of the top brands in hospitality that can exist. And I'm not going to put that on record, but they have exceed expectations on there. And that blew my mind. That blew my mind. Out of all the things that have exceed expectations, blew my mind. So thank you for joining us. Get Better. I don't know if there was anything you wanted to keep going on, the questions or.
Yeah, I mean, we could go 10 more minutes.
Let's go for it.
So we can do whatever. We could talk about the questions from the, like we were before, the precept of, or the mindset of.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who doesn't understand what Get Better is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we could do whatever. We could talk about our team sales that we have.
Oh, man.
You know?
We got to design those.
We do have to design those. But if you have a sports team, if you have a organization, if you have a group of people that want to work together and show that they want to get better together.
Yes, indeed.
To getting better together. Then reach out to us.
Yeah.
Or it could be as small as 4, as big as 400,000.
Yeah. And that's t-shirts, that's hoodies, that's polos, that's everything.
Tell us what you need.
Plain and simple, yeah. Tell us what you need and we'll get it done.
And we'll get it done.
Execution.
Execution.
Execution. Well, yeah, that works. We got to add those radio.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, I don't have those effects, but yeah, exactly. But we're learning.
Yeah,
we're
man. Here. Yeah. So this is raw. This is episode 2. It's raw. As you'll see the progression. As I mean, this is what I was saying earlier about just start. Because then, as we just get start. More and more fluid with it, it'll be seamless.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
And it's really just. Understanding structure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like anything.
Yeah.
Once you understand the outline of it, you can do whatever you want to it.
That too.
To make it your own.
And that'll be fun. That's exactly. When the fun starts. Now, for me, I am a bit obsessive. So I think after 2 weeks, we're going to try and keep a schedule. We'll keep you all updated on the schedule in terms of what days we post.
I'm with it. Like I said, we're linked.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day or every other day.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
We say we need an hour to set up shop.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah, because this is raw.
This is raw, but it don't feel like work, but it's work.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, this is cool.
Well, like they say, when you enjoy what you do, it's not work.
Hey, when you're getting it, it's coming.
And mind you, we both studied communications. So this yeah. makes it, it's only right, man. And we've spent a lot of time since graduation on things that are valuable towards us starting this business. Whether it be design work, whether it be speaking to people, being able to network, because that is a skill.
That is a skill.
That is a valuable skill. Whether it be writing, learning how to draft an email, draft a letter, draft different things, how to sketch. You don't have to be perfect at sketching, but being able to kind of lay out the idea that you have in your mind to put it on paper so someone else can visualize it as well, that is a ginormous skill to have, just so that, you know, you can kind of get it done, so somebody else can see it. But there are a lot of different skills: graphic design, web design, app development. Man, we've done it all.
Tinkered in everything.
We've tinkered in a lot. We've tinkered in a lot, and it's added up to now.
Exactly, and that's why we said compounded efforts.
Compounded efforts.
So
man.
Opportunities we're creating right
that's
now
wild.
Are because of all the things we've done compounded and experimented efforts. And
yeah.
tinkered with.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, this is possible. We try this. That's not ready for right now.
Right.
But we still have this. We still have this. We can give them this. Make this that.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So, thank you again for joining us on the Get Better podcast. Yeah, you hear the applause. Yeah.
This is interactive. You're just talking about, talking about how to learn things. It's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
If you all reach out to us and tell us to talk about something or ask us a question and want us to delve into that.
Oh yeah.
We're there.
Oh yeah. Send it.
This is for the people.
Send it. Messages, send it, text it, don't matter. Send it.
We're here.
And we'll answer it.
Exactly. So, get better. Get better, get better, get better.
Get better. Get better. Destined for Greatness, getbetterworld.com, getbetterglobal@gmail.com, get better. You can find us on IG, Twitter, Facebook. Again, we're most active on IG right now. We have the SoundCloud, if you want to hear the podcast through SoundCloud. If you want to do it just through the podcast website. For the app, yeah, you can do it through the website. I mean,
and the app.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the app.
We didn't talk about the app, but that's not fully completed.
That's why.
So we gotta get that.
So I was like, we didn't talk
so,
about
yeah,
it.
So yeah, we can do that.
This is early. Give us feedback.
Yeah. Let us know.
It's in progress.
All right. We appreciate your time, and we will speak to you all soon.
Remember, you are destined. For greatness.
Powerful.
Get better.
Powerful.